here's a question. Would you get up at 3:30 in the morning and then stand outside in 22-degree temperatures just to listen to this show a bit early? Of course you wouldn't. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily. We will start things off this hour with an early in the hour edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. And then Christina and I will talk about those screen kisses that did not work out well. We will have some detailed accounts of ones that have gone horribly awry. And then Joanna Pruce will be by and she'll be offering up a tasty Thanksgiving tidbit. And then Starbucks cups. It was quite the rage a few weeks ago, and then was properly tabled after the tragedy in Paris, the terrorist attacks that took place. Well, people are still now talking about Starbucks, the whole thing with these red cups, and it is downright ridiculous. It really irked Christina, and it really irked me, and we will talk about that irking. We start things off this hour with the day after Thanksgiving. In some cases, only a few hours after your Thanksgiving dinner, you could still taste the pumpkin pie. You go shopping. Black Friday. Is the luster off of Black Friday? Because we have Cyber Monday, where 85% of all Americans will be spending $4,000 on their credit card today only. The idea of getting up at 4:30 in the morning or whatever it is to go stand outside and then smash through doors. That's why they call them doorbusters. So you can go buy yourself a TV for $75 when there's only one of them in the store in the first place is certifiably insane, in my opinion. I tried it once. My wife dragged me out to a Walmart, 4 o'clock in the morning, about 10 years ago. We stood there, things were getting a little ornery, and people started to push up against the door, and we left because we got downright scared. The police had to come. It was not a good thing. We never went back, never did the Black Friday thing. For what? So you can save a few dollars here and there? There are sales all holiday season. Be smart. There are times you can go when there's nobody there. How about the Wednesday night, about a week and a half before Christmas? Because it's still a school night, and they for some reason have the malls open till 11 or 12. You can get in and get out. There's nobody there. It's the easiest way to do it. How about when Macy's, I think it's Macy's, is open, 24 hours a day for like the 3 days leading up to Christmas? Why? Who's in there at 2:30 in the morning buying Uncle Jack a new pair of underwear? Nobody. And then you get the obligatory news stories in the morning of Black Friday. Let's go to Katie. She's out at the mall, and she's talking to those early bargain hunters. Well, we've been here all morning long, and I was able to talk to some excited shoppers who saved tons of money. And then they cut to someone with a microphone in their face, and they are thrilled because they paid 39 cents for a pair of socks. Is that what the whole thing is all about? Is it worth your time to go through all of this? I say no. Do some people just like this? I'm starting to think that the people that still keep Black Friday going, because it's not as big as it was, even 5-10 years ago, a lot of people just shop online, and a lot of people just go with these extended mall hours. But for those of you that do, I don't understand what the hell you're doing. We got a busy hour, so we need to get to On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Terminator Genesis.
I've now seen my worst movie of 2015, and its name is Terminator Genesis. 67-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger returns to the role that cemented him as a movie star, and the results are horrendous. There is nothing I could think of to recommend this film. The acting is bad. The screenplay is horrible. The action sequences are tepid. Director Alan Taylor gets some mileage out of Arnold's cyborg character having a creepy smile. There, that's about it. What's left is a goofy alternate timeline plot that plays like something thrown out from Back to the Future Part 2, and the less said about the performances of Emilia Clarke as Sarah Connor, as well as Jai Courtney as Kyle Reese, the better. In fact, the last time I saw a fifth in the franchise film this terrible was the last Die Hard movie, also starring Mr. Courtney. I'm sensing a pattern. A whole lot of money has been spent here on a whole lot of nothing, and hopefully this is the last gasp for a very tired series. Did you ever think you'd witness the day when the killer robot from the 1984 original is affectionately called Pops? That time has arrived. And it's been years since I've given a movie a flat-out F grade. The streak has been broken. Terminator Genesis is a short-circuited nightmare. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. Stay with us. Coming up next, screen kisses that did not work out well. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This NBA All-Star has almost 3,600 career rebounds as a center for the 76ers and the Nets, but he's probably better known for his misdeeds off the court.
Final buzzer sounded today for an ex-NBA star, Jason Williams, as his 8-year legal battle came to a close in a Somerville courtroom.
So where is Jason Williams now? Jason was playing with a shotgun at his estate in New Jersey in 2002 when the gun accidentally went off, killing driver Gus Christoffi. Jason pled guilty to aggravated assault 8 years later, just days after cops arrested him for a DWI. He served 26 months in prison for the two crimes. Jason reportedly started writing his autobiography in 2012, titled Humbled.
You never want to get used to jail, you know. I just started writing letters to my dad, who had died 3 months before.
Just the latest rebound for Jason Williams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Scientists who have mapped HIV across Europe say Europeans who leave on vacation are coming back infected. Turns out Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain are big HIV exporters, while Great Britain is both an HIV importer and exporter, the Retrovirology Journal says. Yet countries like Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg have very little transmission within their borders, as populations use condoms more often. Uniquely, in Poland, HIV is contained and seems only spread by injecting drug users. The upshot? HIV exporters are Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain. Both exporters and importers turn out to be Israel, Norway, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. And European countries not spreading HIV are Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg. Condom users.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.